Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I hear that beat drop, I know it's our favorite day of the week, Tuesday. Yes, that's something girl. Boop, 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 boop. So thank you guys so much, each and every listener who takes the time out to listen to my show, support my show. I always want to start off thanking you guys for your time, support, and always rocking with the Dump the Ground. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. If I could reach out and touch you, I would. My arms are open wide, right? Thank you again so much. As you guys know, all the episodes are archived from today's episode all the way until our first episode, which is 2.5 years ago, because hashtag, guess what? We're going on 3 years, baby, February the 4th. Whoop, 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 whoop. And also with that amazing news, finally stepping out of comfort, going to do a YouTube channel, and patting myself on the back because I'm finally celebrating that win. It took me a minute, took 2.5 years to get there. I finally feel comfortable with me, trying to love me, embrace me, and fall in love with me. So you guys know I hate cameras and videos, all that good stuff, but, you know, trying to script down all of the stuff and fall in love with me. And I suggest you guys do the same thing. Fall in love with yourself because there's only one of you. So that's my daily inspiration for you today, right? All right, enough of that, enough about me. As you guys know, we have Drip. We're always talking about the Drip. Always want to stay on brand, whatever organization you have, your company you have, your business, your nonprofit, everywhere you go, you always want to stay on brand. Wear your own brand, your T-shirts, your water bottles, everything. So you just, that's your DNA. That's your baby. You know, just like we rock all the other designer stuff, that's their baby. This is your baby. So represent your brand. Funny story, I went to IHOP on Friday, and one of the waitresses had on my Dumping Ground shirt, and one of the waitresses was reading my shirt. She was like, Dumping Ground. I just cracked up inside because I was like, yeah, rocking that brand, right? But case in point, if you guys want to support the brand, you guys know you can go to our website, the-dumping-ground-myspreadshop.com, and you're welcome to get you some brand, get you some drip, get some nice drip, you know. And again, thank you so much for your support. As you guys know, this platform was created to be a listening ear, a safe place where you can drop off your problems and pick up some solutions, right? Our goal, our vision for this year is we're chasing vision. Chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you, and that's Tony Hsieh. We're chasing the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you, right? We also incorporate celebrating your wins, and celebrating your wins is just taking a moment back and just pat yourself on the back, just like I just did, right? For a major accomplishment or a small win, whatever it is, to build yourself up, you know, whatever goal you created and you match that goal, take some time, take a moment to step back and say, I did that, and appreciate that, and celebrate yourself for taking that task and maximize it, and that helps you see the next big picture, all right? All right, you need to create your reward system, all that good stuff, and you know I've been posting on social media, hashtag celebrate your wins. So when you see me do hashtag celebrate your wins, man, post some of your wins, man, so we can all celebrate you as well, all right? You know, we're forever, this is our brand now, right? We're Small Business Alert. We are interviewing small business owners from various industries, nonprofit. We want to rally around you guys, support you guys, and embed our DNA into you and help you, and you embed your DNA into me and help me, right? We hold each other up and help each other. So if you know any small businesses who wants to use this platform, you are more than welcome to share the information with them. And you can send me an email at hello, that's hello at thedumpingground.com. You can send us an email of your business information and that you would like to maximize this platform to shout out from the mountaintop how amazing your business is. So this is an opportunity for you, okay? So awesome. So tonight, these amazing women are, I met them, and we immediately clicked, and it's amazing how you can just see people authenticity. You can see that they have care for people. They're true. They take care of people and embrace. And for this business, they embed themselves in that because they are a small business pop-up shop. So what they do is they provide a safe place where vendors can come and sell their products, and they help them with that process. And it's just so amazing to me that these two individuals, it's like their heart and beat. It's so amazing when I met these two amazing young ladies. The name of their business is called A Jewel Event, and it is the largest, okay, small business pop-up shop in Gwinnett County. Hashtag Gwinnett is winning. Yes, okay. So a little bit about the owners, Andrea Powell. She's also a full-time nanny to a two-year-old and a business owner. Girl, you are winning, right? And she likes to help small business develop them through social media, networking, education with marketing strategies. It's a joy for her to help people bring their vision to life. I can see it because she's a little smart little cookie. I love her. And then the other beat of her heart is Julie. Julie is another amazing person that I just think she's like the mouthpiece of this brand, and she's bringing her authentic self to this too. And she, one of her goals and her mantra is we live. Their mantra is we learn together, we grow together, we win together. And I'm gonna bring Andrea on air because she says she can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Hi. You know I'm good with the sound effects, right? Like da, da,
da, da, da. Yes, and I'm here for it. Yes.
Listen. You and Julie, you are truly something special. And I wanted to start off by saying that you guys I can see that you guys are synced, right? And it's amazing when you have two women, two queens, and that can run a business and don't have to feel competing. You know, like you know your lane, she knows her lane, and you guys work so harmoniously together. Like it is such a great thing to see, and I love it. Like you guys. I mean, I can truly see you guys in Gwinnett Arena, like, taking over the industry of the pop-up shop because you guys have such a solid vision. Like, I went on your page, and I was like, if I was a vendor, I would be all over this because it feels like it's a safe spot, a place. I mean, you guys are giving them tips and everything. Like, you don't get that from places, honey. It's like you pay your money and you want to be a vendor and you just show up with your product. And when I saw the detailed work and the heart and the vision of you of your brand, it just amazes me. Like you guys are definitely gonna go places with that because people need a safe space. Like this is especially in small business, right? And your mantra is just like perfect. Like we learn together, we grow together, we win together. Like that right there
That's it.
That's life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, that's like life, man. And I love that you guys have this. And, man, it's just pretty amazing. I'm sorry. I just had to start off with that just to tell you that, man, you guys are onto something so special. And I know all around Atlanta they have the pop-up shop and people are doing this, but
right.
The uniqueness mm-hmm. of your brand and your business, they can't duplicate. And that's what I love about
it.
So,
snap, 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 snap. I love it. Yes, energy. Yes.
You know, and just a couple of minutes ago, I was so sleepy. I was on FaceTime with my sister, and I was like, bro, I'm so sleepy. And she was like, you better get yourself together.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So let's just start off. I always like to ask people to kind of celebrate their wins. That's like something I'm pushing. And the reason why I mm-hmm. push that is because I know for me, I'm so goal-oriented that I don't take
right.
the moment to step back to say, Keisha, you did that. Like, you did a great job, even in your mishaps. This is what you learn, like, you know, and it helps me propel forward now, because at first I would just check. So now
right.
I kind of take a Selah moment and just be like, oh, wow, take a deep breath, pat yourself in the back, reexamine, you know, to propel you to your next goal, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I know in business, right, we have these wins. So you could tell us about a little small win, big win, whatever win, because we want to celebrate with you guys too.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Makisha, for even having us on this show. I am so excited. I'm so pumped up. Saturday is going to be amazing. It's going to be live. It's going to be so energetic. Our vendors are excited. We are excited. And we're just really ready to end our season, this current season, out with a bang. So we're getting ready, and this was like the cherry on top to be able to market our event and market our vendors, especially for this very special event on Saturday. So thank you so much for inviting us on here and having us. A big win for us, honestly, is the amount of people, the amount of small businesses that we are able to help their vision bring to life. We truly have a heart for this. We're not just here for the money or anything like that. We really want to be able to showcase our vendors and help get small businesses on the map. So being able to tell people and be able to share that we have 70 plus vendors at each event is big for us, because that's 70 businesses that are getting their information out there, 70 businesses that are benefiting from networking, from sales, from getting out of their comfort zone. It is big for us that we can say we are, and we claim it, we are the biggest, the largest in Gwinnett. We claim it, we scream it loud and proud, because you can go to any other pop-up shop, and not throwing any shade, of course, but other pop-up shops don't have this many vendors. This much foot traffic, this much availability, this much space. And the fact that we are outside, that we have a lot of businesses that we can have the very proud benefit to showcase, that is one of our biggest wins, that this is 70 businesses that we have touched that we can showcase and help, like I said, bring it to on the map. So that's one of our wins. And honestly, just the day, like the preparation is like fire for us. Like, we love prepping for the event. Every small little tidbit all leads up to this big, you know, the big finale, right? So, you know, even from the very beginning, booking the venue to marketing the event, handing, you know, sending out flyers. We make a million flyers just to be able to post all over social media, to share to our contacts, and to be able to get this event out to potential vendors. That's also like a little, I mean, it's big for us, but it's a little nugget in the big picture, right? All the way up to, you know, this week where we're, you know, on the show and we are marketing and we're dropping those tips like you mentioned, and leading up to Saturday. Like, obviously that's a big win, right?
Yes.
Is Saturday, because it all leads up to all the preparation, all of the excitement. It all leads up to that moment. Every little, you know, little bit that seems little at the time in comparison, but it's really big for us. Every bit is big for us. So every little bit leading up to the grand finale on Saturday, it's like a performance, right? It's the grand finale. You know, that's a big win for us too. I mean, the preparation, meeting new vendors, networking, it's all a win for us. Like, we really truly love what we do, Nikisha. Like, this is,
it
lights the fire.
You guys don't have to tell me. Like, I've met business owners, right, who try to fake it. And I have a spirit of discernment, so I can see through the craziness, right? And I just play along with it, like, ka-ka-ka-ki-ki-ki, right? Because I don't want to be rude or whatever. But it's a whole nother – and hey, to each his own, I hope you get the love back, because somewhere you missed the vision, right? Or the – you know, and that happens to us, right? Sometimes we go into our valleys and – in your valleys, it may be dry and you don't get this, you know, get what you was expecting, right? But that doesn't mean you quit. The energy still has to be there. Like, I see you girls and y'all are pumped up. Like, listen, like, and you can tell that it's not, like, fake. Like, your posts, your marketing, like, your, even talking to Julie, like the energy, like, when she was explaining to me us yesterday in practice, she was basically saying, like, you do a check you like or something, she's reaching out to you. Like, that's unreal. That's unheard of in our day and age, right?
Yes.
Because people are so busy, like, you know, right? Nobody's going to reach out to me. Nobody's going to say anything to me, right? And you get this whole text message, whole communication. I was so, yesterday, I was so in awe. I was like, man, she really loved what she does. Like, these girls love what they do. Like, you guys bring a whole different type of energy to this pop-up shop.
Thank you.
A brand. And to me, and I'm not typing it up, I'm like 100%. Because, like I said, I'm part of, I got connected into your vendor thing. And I'm just like looking at you. You guys, like, I'm just throwing tips out there. Like, I mean, like, you would be a fool to not maximize that stuff. Like, that knowledge is power. But
knowledge is power.
But Eric Thomas took it to another step. Applying knowledge is even power.
Yep.
So you
okay?
Can,
that's even
you,
more powerful.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell you, hey, at this time, X, Y, Z. If you be like, okay, great. But if you don't apply that to be successful,
yep, if
I'm
you don't
like,
take
girl,
it in, absolutely.
Girl. So I'm like you. I'm taking notes. So thanks for letting me. I see the behind the curtain. So I'm excited.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thank you, girls, for let me see behind the curtains, because I'm just like, because, you know, that helps my brand. That helps me. That helps me be better. I'm sharp
and iron.
So, you know, so thank you
for
guys for me. I felt so privileged. I was like, yay.
One of us.
Yeah, it was. I felt so privileged. I was like, yes, it's me, baby. It's me, right? So,
okay you're in there, girl.
I'm in the game, so I'm looking forward to you know, this one I may not be able to make because I have to go to the movies with my husband, but, you know, I got
to
keep my marriage.
To be a good wife, right?
To do the right thing.
It's okay,
right?
Girl,
but,
you got the last one, and we appreciate you for that.
Girl, when I showed up to the last one, honey, when I say you guys are on point, like, the robotic, like, I stayed around because I'm nosy, right? I just like to see how things work behind the curtain, right? And I saw how you guys just dissembled a tent. Like, you were like, do, 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 do. It was like gone. I was like, what the world? Girl, I was was like, "Big girl, bad to the bone."
We have
like,
to be. I mean, listen, we have a system. We have to. We
what?
Have a small window of time.
You guys are bad to the bone. Y'all got that thing down to a science. Do you hear me? It was like,
you should
boy.
See us
like,
at the beginning for setup. You should see us at the beginning for setup, girl. Sweat.
Oh, my
sweat.
Gosh. It's so cool. So, listen, I know we got to get into the interview because I'm sorry. Today's just going to be a long day for us. I'm sorry. To all the people who's listening, this is fueling my body. This is fueling my energy. If you got a drop, God bless you. Check out the replay. But today we're going to get it all in. We're going to leave it all on the floor today.
Yes.
Every iota ounce of everything, we're leaving on the floor today. So we're going to walk
let's
away.
Go.
We're going to need some coffee when we walk away, okay? So
no. We are the coffee. What do you mean? We are the coffee. We are the coffee. Yes.
Okay, so listen, how did the idea for y'all business come about? Like, let's talk about, like, how did you, Julie, I cannot talk, Andriana, how did you guys come up with this A Jewel event? Like, how did this come about? How was this birth?
So basically the pandemic, right? So in the pandemic, a lot of people where we were quarantined, we had a lot of time on our hands, and a lot of people had lots of, you know, they started a business, they started making things, joining companies, the whole nine. And here we are sitting on all of this inventory, all of this product in 2020. And once the world opened up, we were like, okay, let's see how we can best maximize on what we have just been working on, right? So here came the idea of let's open up the pop-up to 20 people, 20 business owners, then that grew to 40, then that grew to what we now have, 60, 70, 80 vendors. And it kind of just grew, it seemed kind of like overnight, but it obviously, you know how it works with small business owners, it takes lots of blood, sweat, and tears, right?
For
our side, and we both started off as vendors, and we understood, like, we saw, you know, we showed up, we set up, we, you know, brought all of our products, and, you know, we paid our vendor fee, and we saw what it was like, but there has to be a better system. There has to be a better way for us as vendors to feel welcome, for us to feel valued, you know, because as small business owners in our community, but not just by the community, but by the hostesses as well, right, or hosts as well. So we decided to create, you know, be hostesses. And I actually partnered with Julie about a year and a half ago, and super excited about it because, again, I started off as a vendor, and I was like, you know, when I was a vendor, it was challenging trying to find a safe space, a safe venue, a safe set of hostesses because, you know, Scammer Central, right, in Atlanta. And, you know, just finding people that were welcoming, you know, you don't want to just join any and everybody as a vendor. So we decided that we wanted to just branch out a little bit more and continue to, and in that idea grew so much more from the people that we've met, not just vendors, but, you know, our website designer, you, people that have our other sponsors. Shout out to Chuck. You know, he helps us with our cones. He helps us just in so many different ways with marketing as well. Like, he tells people as well, and they come to the event. And so, you know, just being able to branch out and grow in the way that we have is just mind-blowing to us, because it started off as us just being vendors and realizing, no, we have to figure out a way to be able to present this idea in a bigger scope, but a more organized scope, a more efficient scope that's great for both parties, vendors and the hostesses.
You said the number one thing that I like, because we know we live in ATL scam city. So I know some people who've paid money thinking that they were supposed to be in a pop-up shop in a great location, and they were getting their stuff together, And they arrived, and there were nobody there. So,
wow.
So that's why I say
wow.
to you guys, right, I see the and your vendors, like they were ready, like they were sitting on ball, like how can I help you? Can you read?
Yes.
Like, so energetic.
I love
like,
it.
So happy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And one of the young ladies, I think she was from New York, and she thought I was from New York. She was like, "Are you from New York?" I was like, "No, man."
She was like,
"Why are
she
you
felt that energy.
Like, you're from New York. Yes. But the thing is, you know, the thing is, it's just that you guys have something special. And that's why I know it's going to advance, because the word's going to get out there. Like, you guys started, you said, you. I think Julie put in her bio that you guys start off with 20 vendors. Like, man, you guys
mm-hmm.
only been doing this for like a year and a half, right? Like almost 2 years. And you're
a little over 2 years for Julie. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like 2.5.
So you
mm-hmm.
so you guys been doing this, and you are already at between you last month you had 80 vendors. This month you got 70 vendors. Right. Those are 70 people visions and purposes and babies that they cried and sacrificed and shed tears. I mean, like, that is so honorable for you guys to provide this space for them so they can come and share their brand with the world, you know, with people who come in, so we don't be the best kept secret. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think this is just pretty amazing. And for small businesses, this is why I have my platform, because I'm like, we have so much talent. We have so much gifting. We have so much everything. We just need an opportunity. Like, just give
yes.
me an opportunity.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You just need that door. You just need that door.
Exactly. Exactly. You just need that opportunity to come in to show that, hey, I this is what I bring to the table. This is what I have. I can bring you solutions. Like the young lady, I think she does nails too. The same thing like you did. She had like the little nail thing, and I was like, and I'm out here paying. Oh, this no shade to the nail technicians. I know that's your hustle. Grind and get your hustle.
No shade,
okay,
right.
But I'm like, wait a minute. I'm out here paying all this
mm-hmm.
money, and you gonna tell me you got all of this
mm-hmm.
type of stuff? You know what I'm saying? So. It was just pretty remarkable.
And that's
you
the
know,
great thing. So, yes. And so
ahead,
many
sorry,
people, I mean, I know you're fine. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No,
but I just
fine.
Wanted to say, you know, if you take a look at our vendor list, right, there's so many businesses that people have never heard of. And this is our pop-up is a perfect idea for people like that. People who they make these things, they make these items with their hands. And I wouldn't have ever thought, like, at the last event, I met a vendor who she made microwavable bowl holders, like soup bowl holders. And so when you put your soup in the microwave and you take it out, it's in this holder, and so your hands won't get burned. And I was like,
wow.
I need two of those. I was just like, oh, what?
My goodness.
Like,
amazing.
What?
It's amazing.
So it was amazing to me, because you're all of these people, all of these amazing business owners, sometimes it's their first event. Not just their first event with us, but their first event, period. And
wow.
to be able to share our knowledge and our, you know, what we have learned from being seasoned vendors to now hostesses is we have to share. We have to, like, to
mm-hmm.
hold it to ourselves is going to be selfish, right? So that's why when you come into the group, you see all of these vendor tips and different marketing strategies and just different, you know, motivational quotes that we give to our vendors, because we were once in their shoes. And
mm-hmm.
to be able to pass it on, it's like passing on the baton, like, you know, if we can do it, you can do it, you know, like, there's nothing out there we're doing that you cannot do. And especially as a vendor, as a first-time vendor, to know that there's just so many ways that you can expand on your business, it, you know, that's what we want to provide for our first-time vendors, our seasoned vendors, we just want to provide opportunity and vision. And if their vision isn't big enough, borrow ours, because we mm-hmm. will be in the conference center, okay? We will be 200 vendors deep.
Yes.
Borrow ours.
Oh, trust and believe. I see it. Like, listen, the thing about it is it's just a matter of us getting to that time. And like, dude, like I said, you guys are providing something special that people need. Like, people love to shop. Hashtag, and it's about to be Christmas time. People trying to get this
and
stuff.
And it's about to be Christmas.
Okay. So people trying to be smart, to get unique things that they can give to, you know, especially for their colleagues and different things that they may do Secret Santa, mm-hmm. and they probably want to get something unique, you know what I'm saying? So they're looking for stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And to have a place where you can just go around from tit to tit to tit to tit. See, listen,
exactly.
my cash app thought I was probably doing something that had no business. As much as I was doing cash app, I'm like, oh my
God,
we're going to put a hold on this chick's account because she just keep hitting the button. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, next time I got to bring cash because this is
you get a cut off.
You know what I'm saying? Then I go, let me keep on hitting this button, you know? So it's pretty
amazing. Come home with Julie and I, and first of all, shout out to Julie. She cannot be here due to an emergency. But Julie, I borrowed the vision from Julie. Let's just, you know, she is just such an amazing business partner. When I tell you I have such love for this girl, for this woman, I have such love for her. And, you know, there are days that I'm like, Julie, I just need to say that. And she's like,
yeah,
girl, but let's go. And there are days when it's vice versa. When you know, when I send her the vendor list, the updated vendor list, she's like, I'm hot. Let's go. And you know, and there are days when we need to rely on each other. So I'm just, you know, I'm just truly grateful for Julie, and to be able to call her my business partner is a complete and utter blessing. So shout out to her. She's able to be here today, but you know, we'll be back.
Listen, you guys are, listen, I told you guys the first day I met you, the first time I talked to you and Julie on the phone, I knew it was I was like, okay, this is a major connection that we can forever
absolutely.
Have, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, I love people who's authentic. I love people who's transparent, who's able to help. That's in my DNA and network, and that's you, girl. So when I saw that, I was like, hey, I would be a fool not to attach myself to these destiny helpers, because we're about to help each other's destiny. It's like, we're about to make each other. We're about to make
to
each
us.
Other great. Okay, so
yes,
I mean,
stick to us, girl.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So listen, and I know we've been talking, and I know it just like I told you today.
You just talk all day.
I apologize to you because we've just been rambling and all this stuff, but you have to understand. We have to express our passion and express what we believe and we love. And these young ladies, they have and I'm not piping it up. I promise, it's so genuine. They have something that's so unique. And to the small business owners, to the vendors who's connected, stay connected, because you got a diamond. Like, you got a diamond. And I'm sure you probably experienced something in Atlanta. God bless you. God bless you if you experienced it in Atlanta. But, you know, you got the heart of Gwinnett. And can't nobody do it better than the Gwinnett.
Yes.
So, sorry. You know, I just had to put the plug in for the Ephesians. You know what I'm saying? We worked hard over here.
And we don't really want to, you know, branch out of Gwinnett, because first of all, Gwinnett is so big, and I'm so happy that you brought up Christmas and the holidays coming up, and because there's you know, multiple holidays in December, but and Thanksgiving especially. But I mean, no one really, you know, shops for Thanksgiving, but Black Friday, okay. But there, you know, there's just so many opportunities at our pop-up. You guys, if you have the opportunity to come on Saturday at the New Mercy's Christian Church in Lilburn, Georgia, 4000 Five Forks Trickum Road, please come out between 1 and 5 o'clock because you're going to see a plethora of amazing business owners that you can shop for, you can network with, and you'll find something for everyone at our pop-up. I mean, 70 vendors, you got? Like, y'all, 70 vendors, okay? You can shop for your whole family's Christmas list. You can keep it in your closet.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, hold up. 70 vendors, that means I literally, you know, can just go and just get stuff, you know, nice stuff. Like you said, the lady who did the pot holder things for the microwave. I'm so sick of burning my hands with the microwave.
Right.
Like, and it's like you don't even think about it because you're like, I'm so hungry, right? Your craziness, like,
yes.
I'm so hungry, and you just, like, go for it, and it's, like, burn. I mean, so something like that, man, I mean, come on, man. So, I mean, that is so unique, man. So, and so listen.
Yeah.
Tell people, so you already told people where your event is going to be. So if right now it's closed, no more vendors, sorry, try again. Love you, God bless you. But you can still connect with them and for their next event, all that good things. And I know Andrea is going to provide that information, like tell people how they can reach you guys, like where your all your social media platforms and all the good stuff and your vendor list, who's going to be, because you guys have a list of all the vendors who's going to be there this week, right?
We sure do.
Did I see that?
We sure do.
Girl, I was like,
yes,
I knew I was going.
Four pages.
I was going.
Four pages.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So tell people how they connect.
Awesome. Okay. So first thing is we do have a couple more spaces. We've officially closed sign-ups on Sunday, but we do have a couple more spaces open depending on specialty. So we do have a couple of specialties that we are specifically looking for. So get in connection with us. If you are looking to be a vendor for this Saturday's event, contact myself or Julie. And do you mind if we share the flyer in the Dumping Ground page? Is that okay?
Oh, girl, you are, listen, wherever my stuff is, you better plaster it. I mean, honey,
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I'm in your DNA now. You can't get rid of me. You just let me in the
Never. Never. Never.
Drop it.
Awesome. So we will drop the flyer in on the Dumping Ground Facebook page so that you have so that anyone that is looking to potentially be a vendor can contact us that way. And as far as how they can connect with us, we are on Facebook, IG, and TikTok at A Jeweled Event. A for myself, Adriana, and Jeweled for Julie. That's J-E-W-E-L-E-D, event. And so they can find us on Facebook, IG, or TikTok at A Jeweled Event. And that's pretty much how they connect. And you guys, please come out because when I tell you, it's going to blow your mind. And that's not even just because I'm a hostess. Come out so that you guys can, like I said, shop for Christmas, shop for the holidays, shop for yourself. Self-care is a real thing. And, you know, even if you can't shop that day, all of our vendors have business cards. They have ways that you can connect with them even after the pop-up. And we do tell our vendors, one of the tips is a sale today, maybe a sale, maybe not a sale today, could be a sale tomorrow. So one of the tips that we give our vendors is to make sure that you have either virtual or in-person business cards because people may just want to come by and see what's going on. And we have a lot of people that do come by. They're like, oh, my goodness, what is happening? Because we are in a massive parking lot, And every single vendor is required to have a tent. So imagine a big parking lot. You're driving down Blackworks Trickham Road in Lilburn, and you see a pop-up with 70 colorful tents. It's like a rainbow in there.
And it's massive. When I went, it was massive, and I was blown away because I was like, this has to take a lot of mechanics and a lot of coordination and a lot of, you know, like detail orient to pull off something that was that massive. And I'm like, these two young ladies are doing their darn thing, man. And again, I'm so proud that we got connected and you can't get rid of me. You and Julie can't get rid of me.
Same girl.
Yeah.
Same girl.
So we going forever
I will say though, we can't take all the credit. Our vendors are, and I'm going to use this word, popping, okay, because it's a pop-up. Our vendors are amazing. Okay? Our vendors are amazing. They are, you know, they show up and they show out, and it is, you know, such a blessing to be able to see them in action, because some of our vendors, they have only been online, you know, we're quote unquote post-pandemic, right? So a lot of people have just been online, and for this to be their first, second, or even for our seasoned vendors, they come with their table, their tent, all of their supplies, they lay out everything, and they're so professional. And you know, and that's something that we expect from our vendors. Okay, so that's top notch, right? We expect that our vendors are going to be super professional, because our names are on this as well as their names are on it. So each of our vendors, so just a small tidbit, each of our vendors get their own personalized flyer. And so their names are on it, but so is Angel the Vent. So we do, you know, we want our vendors to know, and our customers, potential customers, anyone that we're marketing to, we're going to present that kind of professionalism, because we are small businesses. And, you know, the only thing small, there's really nothing small about a small business, right? Think big, okay, big energy, big business,
yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
You know, that's something that we expect all of our vendors that come to us, because that's what we exhibit, is that professionalism. And we want our customers and anyone that comes into our venue to know that you're going to have an amazing experience with each and every vendor. And that's something that we take pride in. We've never had a customer find us. And trust me, you can find us in our bright green neon shirt and our tutus. I'm in a black tutu. Julie is in a white tutu. And, you know, because we want to be seen. We're not hostesses that are just going to sit back and just watch it happen. We take pride in walking around and making sure that people can find us, customers and vendors alike. And so we've never had a customer come and say that someone was ugly or anything like that. Our vendors are amazing, and they are part of why we are so successful with our events, because and why so many of our vendors come back, because we just have that level of expectation with each of our vendors. And we have so many return vendors. So shout out to our vendors. They are amazing.
Yes.
They help us. They help light that fire in us as well, because without our vendors, Age-Old Event wouldn't be able to be what we are, right? So shout out to our vendors. So just wanted to definitely say that.
So to all your vendors, to all 70 vendors, I prophesy that you will have over and above the amount that your items that you bring, you will sell out, people will be looking for you, your everything, that this is going to be the best time of your life on Saturday.
Yes.
So I speak that
Thank
to
you.
Every vendor who steps foot on New Mercy's property on Saturday. I pray that you'll have an abundance, like all your products that you will return with that thing. You're like, oh my God, I have no inventory. This is your opportunity to re-up on your inventory.
Sold out. Yes.
Guys,
we are claiming sold out.
Amazing
yes.
event. All 70 of you guys have an amazing Saturday, that you go places, walk places that you've never been before. do things that you never did before, and it just be super exceeding, super abundantly, super just over and above. So that's my prayer to each and every one of your vendors, and also
Thank you so much, Julie.
And to Andrea, I pray nothing but blessings over you guys, that you guys just continue to just be that open place, safe space where small businesses can come and just flourish and just do their thing and be successful, that you guys be that vessel that God used to just open it up for you guys. So thank you so much for you and Julie. I mean, you guys have an amazing spirit, and I'm so forever grateful for just being able to just meet you guys and be a part of your team. And like I said, to all your vendors, if they want to come and rock with the Dumping Ground and talk to me, hit me up. You guys, I'm connected in your vineyard, your vendor people, information on Facebook. It's
the vendor Clinton.
Just hit me up, say, hey, Makisha, I want to come on your show, talk about my brand, talk about my business. You are more than welcome, because I know you connected to the best, so I know you're going to bring the best. So,
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm definitely happy that you joined our group, so that our vendors, excuse me, can have access to you. And I'm really excited about Saturday's event. I cannot wait to see all of our new customers, our vendors, meet some of our new vendors. First of all, we have a lot of new vendors that are joining us for this event. So that is so exciting. And if you guys have not seen, to any customers that are out here listening, I'm also going to post that vendor list so that you can see who is coming out on Saturday, because we have a plethora of new vendors, seasoned vendors who are just ready. They have been prepping for weeks to be able to give you their best. And we are claiming sold out and booked.
Yes,
okay.
Sold out.
And listen, you don't want to come at, 4:55, because we have people that, like, we had a seafood vendor at our last event that sold out at 4:30.
I
think it was like almost 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, she sold out. She had lobster rolls up. That was it. And so do not wait until last minute, you guys, to come out, because the show starts at 1 o'clock. So when I tell you our vendors will be ready, stores open at 1 o'clock, you do not want to wait until the very end, because sold out. But you know what? If you happen to stop by at 4:55, grab a business card, because our vendors have websites. They have, you can find them on social media. You have ways to be able to connect with all of our vendors outside of our pop-up. And that's something that's a service that we love that we can bring as well, is that we will market our vendors before and after, as well as during the event. So during the event, we do go live, and we also take pictures so that people have access to our vendors even after the pop-up. So we have so many people that come around and they just, they grab a business card with a sample, or they'll buy something and, they have that business card in it, or they're walking around smelling that candle and other people are seeing it. So word of mouth is big. Bring a friend, bring three friends, because trust me, there's something for everyone at this event. Trust me.
Trust me. I've been there. I've been to the event. And again, my Cash App, I was like, man, if I spend one more time on this Cash App. But
you and me both. Girl.
We shop with our vendors
as well. And we walk around with bags and we're just like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can't shop with all of our vendors, right? But
my
goodness, our vendors, they're popping. And also, I forgot to mention, another way that they can connect with us is on, we actually have a website. www.ajeweledevent.com. Shout out to Nikki, our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful website designer. She has been amazing, such a blessing to us. So follow our website, www.ajeweledevent.com. You can get more information on the event as well. On the website as well. And you can also see all of our vendors that are there. And there's a countdown. So if you happen to forget what day the event is on, get on that website. And if you need to see us, we are a picture of us is also there with our tutus because we are the face. So we want to be front and center. We do not shy away. We do not sit back. We want to be front and center. We want you guys to know that we're here. And yeah, so follow us on social media, join, you know, follow our website and grow with us. We're excited.
I'm excited for you guys. So I'm trying to figure out like how to sneak away, but I'm just, it's just, oh my gosh, but I'm excited. I'm with all of your vendors. And like I said, I wish you nothing but success. Like, man, I want small business world to become big business, man. Nothing small
big
about your dream,
big
and your vision
yes.
that you have. So again, I'm looking forward to you guys be like, hey, I ain't no small business no more. I'm big business. So
big business, big energy. Yes.
Yes. So again, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been truly
an honor.
I know we've been talking
thank
everybody's
so
head off, but thank you guys for hanging in there with us. And I truly appreciate you guys. And Jules, to you, prayers up. I'm wishing, thinking about you. And let me know if you need anything. I'm here for you, booba girl. And let's see. That's it. Do you have anything else you want to say, Miss Adriana?
Come and see us on Saturday. That's it, and that's all. Come see us on Saturday. You're going to see, yes, Saturday the 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. in at New Mercy's Christian Church, 4005 Fort Trickum Road in Lowburn, Georgia. 1 to 5.
I'm saying come and see us on Saturday.
Yes.
Come and see us on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
You are a mess. I love you so much. It's been an honor talking to you tonight, guys.
Yeah,
thank you
so
much for joining
us.
So
much love
and
for you. Thank you so much, Makisha.
Man, you guys are popping. Your vendors are popping. And I'm just glad we're going to do life together, man. It's an honor. Appreciate you
yes.
so much. All right, then, honey bun. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time tonight. You know where to be. You know where
thank
I be.
You
know where I be. You know where I be. You know where
I
be.
I appreciate you. You're amazing. Ajewel Events, thank you so
thank
much.
You so
thank
much.
You, Ajewel, thank you
so much. Ajewel Event is out, but they got an event
we're
on
out.
Saturday, 1 to 5. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you again.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.